Beauty Box Theater, starring Jessica Dragonette with Al Goodman's orchestra, presented each Wednesday night by the makers of Palmolive soap. Tonight, the story of the captivating young Hungarian countess who scorned the love of dukes, yet gave her heart to her servant, Jessica Dragonette, in The Countess Maritza.
Babe,
ladies and gentlemen, your letters have chosen Countess Maritza as our love story for tonight. Of unusual interest is the fact that one of the composers is our own Al Goodman. And Theodore Webb returns to the Beauty Box Theater tonight to sing the role of the romantic Count Tassilo. The Count, you know, is so deeply in love with the bewitching Countess that he has dropped his title and taken the job of overseer of her estate just to be near her. Our scene is the courtyard of the Countess Maritza's chateau outside Budapest. The gypsies have gathered to welcome the Countess Maritza home after many months of travel through Europe.
Countess Maritza very much to leave your own estate and work here as her overseer?
I do love her, Rosa, but she won't give love a chance. Runs from every man who looks twice at her. As her old nurse, you probably know that better than I do.
I think if she looks twice at you, she will not run so fast. You are very handsome, Count Tassilo.
Now, Rosa, behave yourself. And don't call me Count Tassilo.
Oh, forgive, Mr. Overseer. I shall not do it again.
All right, Rosa, I believe you.
Where's the Countess, all right?
Driving her own
carriage! Is that cloud of dust the Countess?
Yes, Overseer.
That's a nasty curve in the road ahead of her. She'll never make it at that speed.
Oh, Maritza! She would drive those four horses on a tightrope. There! You see?
I see. She's as reckless as she's beautiful.
Hi, Countess Maritza!
Welcome home, Countess.
We gypsies have missed you.
Servus. And thank you and greetings to you all, my people. Oh, it's good to be home. Gypsies, I've been lonesome for the sound of your laughter and for the wild, throbbing melody of your song.
To make a few minor improvements, Countess. That road you drove over just now, it's a treacherous one.
Oh, really?
We should cut it back into the hillside and bank the curve to eliminate danger for you, Countess.
Oh, but it would spoil my lovely mountain.
I don't think so. There's another thing I think we ought to...
Oh, but not today, Cecilio. I'm tired. Tomorrow morning early, we ride over the estate, and you can show me just how things are going.
I shall be delighted, Countess. At what time?
At 8 o'clock. Come. Rosa, dear, I must go in and get this dust off me.
Yes, Excellency, I come.
So, he wants to fix my mountain, does he? Oh, Tostilo, this valley seems more beautiful every time I see it.
But, Countess, this is the third day we've inspected this part of the estate. I've already told you all my recommendations for changes.
Oh, and here we are at this lovely little creek again. Oh, why can't you sympathize with my feeling about it?
But look at the damage it's caused. The peasants who live on your estate have already complained. Floods their wheat fields in spring and makes planting late.
Oh, but it's beautiful in spring, Tassilo. The water boils down over the rocks and pounds into the valley below.
Yes, and washes away the topsoil. Now it...
Oh, but I won't listen to you. For once, I'm going to have my way. Have you no feeling, no sentiment? I love the deep slaty blue of the pools, the rocks all slippery with moss, and the little winding dusty roads
that go... And the pine trees with the wind singing through them. What would you say if I told you I did feel all that, and more too, that I hate the way the world is getting hard?
Really?
Laughing at sentiment and love as things of another age.
Why, Tassilo?
Forgetting that without love, the world would be as cold as the moon.
Why is the world so changed today? Why does it seem joyous and gay? Skies never were quite so blue. Love seems to have charms so new. Love in my heart awakens as flowers bloom in May.
Have enough moral courage to say what you think. Perhaps your physical courage is as great. If it is,
Race me across the creek. Here I go.
You can't jump that creek, Countess. The rocks are far too slippery for the horse. You'll fall and break your neck.
Oh, not I, Tassilo. Watch me.
Marita, you mustn't.
Look out.
Marita, darling. Are you hurt? Open your eyes.
Oh. Oh, Tassilo. Tassilo.
Marita, are you hurt?
Tassilo. The horse slipped. I fell.
Oh, Maritza, my darling. These treacherous rocks. I was afraid you were killed. The sight of you crumpled up there. Oh, my dearest.
What are you saying?
Here, rest in my arms. How young you are. How beautiful. And how I love you, dearest Maritza.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yes, that I love you.
That you love me?
With all my heart.
You, my servant? So, you too are mad with my money.
Maritza, you love me too. I saw it in your eyes. I heard it in your voice when you whispered Tassilo.
Trying to turn an accident into a miracle. Imagining I'd fall into your arms, bringing my fortune with me.
Do you really believe that's what I want?
Oh, it makes little difference to me what you want. Call for your wages tomorrow. Bring the accounts with you so that I can see how things stand. There was a lot of money to handle.
Is that all you can think of, money? Do you imagine no man can see the brightness of your eyes without thinking of your diamonds?
Oh, go, go at once.
Or you're blind, blinded by the glitter of your own jewels. How lonely you'll be, Maritza.
Lonely? But true to myself, at least.
I'd rather be a gypsy.
Well, then go, go, join them.
With pleasure. And yet with sadness. Sadness because you've shut your eyes to the most important thing in life. Love, Maritza. But what's the use? I'll take your advice and join the gypsies. They know a man's heart. They're free. Free to be alive. To play and sing and love.
Countess Maritza have parted in anger, but love stories never end that way. We'll see what happens in just a few seconds. Now, ladies, I wonder if many of you haven't a personal problem you don't like to talk about. When you look in your mirror, do you see the first telltale lines and that slight dryness of complexion, which mark the beginning of dry, lifeless, middle-aged skin? That's a skin condition, you know, that threatens even girls in their 20s. Now, if you're faced by that problem tonight, as I'm sure millions of girls are, I know you'll be interested in the story told us by Miss Loreen Butler of 515 West End Avenue, New York City. She was threatened with dry, lifeless, middle-aged skin before she was 20. But on opening a magazine one day last October, she found the answer to her problem in a Palmolive soap advertisement. There, smiling up at her, were the lovely faces of the five most famous babies in the world, the Dion quintuplets. And she said to her mother,
"Oh, Mother, aren't they cunning?
Oh, yes.
Look how smooth and beautiful their skin is."
They are adorable.
You know, dear, palm olive must really be a marvelous soap. For you see, it says here that Dr. Defoe decided that only palm olive soap was gentle and safe enough for their tender skin.
Then, Mother, that's the soap for me. I'll put my faith in palm olive to make my complexion smooth and soft again. You just see.
Miss Butler is no longer threatened by dry, lifeless middle-aged skin. Her complexion is softer, smoother, lovelier today because of the regular use of that lovely beauty soap, palm olive. For you see, palm olive soap is made with that finest of all beauty ingredients, olive oil. That's why palm olive's lather is different from that of any other soap. That's why palm olive does more than merely cleanse gently and thoroughly. Yes, because it's made with olive oil, palm olive soap soothes and protects the skin, helps overcome dry, lifeless, middle-aged skin, helping to make your complexion smoother and more alluring. So if you want a smoother, a more alluring complexion, get palm olive soap today and make it a beauty habit this very night. And now let's join the Countess Maritza as she sits waiting for her discharged overseer, Tassilo, to turn in his accounts. Maritza has just called in her old gypsy nurse, Rosa.
Rosa?
Yes.
The new overseer will be here for his salary today. I have discharged him.
Discharged him?
Yes.
Oh, I am so sorry to know that. He has done much for you and for the people of your estate. He is a fine man.
Too fine for an overseer, Rosa. The fellow fancied himself a count.
Ah, so that is the way of things. Did he say he loved you, Maritza?
Love? Why, he doesn't know what the word means. All he wants is to get his hands on my estate. Oh,
but this one he at least can run.
Well, perhaps you're right, Rosa, but he went too far.
Oh, it may be he is in love with you. It may be that you are in love with him.
Rosa, such foolishness from you. I've been in all the courts of Europe. I've seen what they call love. Well, I want none of it.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
Good morning, Tassilo. I've been expecting you.
I've brought you the accounts. You'll find everything right, I think. My respects to Your Excellency.
But, Tassilo, you're not going away so abruptly.
Yes, Countess.
I've not had time to look at these papers. They may not be in the order that I...
Very well, Your Excellency.
But where are you off to that you're in such a hurry?
I go with the gypsies. Their wagons await me outside.
The gypsies? You're really too good for them, Tassilo.
But not good enough for you, Countess.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Are you through examining the papers, Your Excellency?
Yes. Yes, of course. Oh, do go on. Don't let me keep you from your precious gypsies.
I won't. Goodbye, Your Excellency.
Oh, Tassilo.
Maritza, what is the matter, child? What is it?
Oh, nothing, Rosa. Only he was so unpleasant. Just what you'd expect from that type of person.
What did he say to you?
Oh, he didn't say anything. It was his manner.
But you did not expect he would be full of sweet words.
No.
You did not think he would give you another chance to reject his love?
Oh, he does love me. You should have seen him. His face dark and cold. He could hardly wait to be gone.
You did not suppose you could trample upon him as you have upon the others.
Oh, he's no different from the rest.
No.
What are you trying to tell me, Rosa?
That you love him, Maritza.
Love him?
Oh, you may fool yourself, child. But you cannot fool old Rosa. 3 days you have ridden over the estate with him, and each time you have come back with shining eyes. And I've heard you singing to yourself as you ran about the house. Is that not so?
Perhaps, Rosa.
And then when you came back last night, first you would be angry. You would go snatching a book from the table and putting it back severely in the bookcase.
Oh, Rosa.
And now you are unhappy. The lightness has gone from your voice. Your shoulders droop. Ah, Maritza, your heart tells you that you love him and that he loves you. But you will not listen.
You are right, Rosa. He does love me. I saw the hurt in his eyes today. When I long to touch his hand, to say, Tassilo, I love you. Oh, it doesn't make any difference to me if he's an overseer. How could it? But some strange fate has meant us for each other, caught us deep in love's
spell.
Long and full of interesting things to look at. And there's laughter on the lips of all gypsies.
For me, there's little to laugh at, Yashe. There's no humor in a heavy heart.
Perhaps if we sang for you.
Tassilo! 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 Where
Maritza,
are you?
Maritza, here! Oh, my Maritza, is it really you?
Oh, Tassilo, I had to find you again. I couldn't let you go.
But half an hour ago...
Oh, 100 years ago, Tassilo, when you left... The world was suddenly empty. And for the first time in my life, I knew what it was to be lonely.
Oh, my dearest.
I'm no longer blind. Tassilo, no longer deaf to the voice of my heart. The call of love, why, it's for you and me. I have thought that love was not for me. Love is only for the free.
I cannot afford such luxury.
I give my heart where I please.
Dark eyes that I love so dearly, red lips speaking all too clearly, lure me not, I pray you. Love is for hearts that are truly free. Oh, if love could be for me.
Lovely gypsies know to love like Myra's lore. Tassilo, I love you so. Come, that call of love. Do not be too late.
Summer day, all too soon it fades away in twilight gray, then beauty forgets. Love is the joy of living, so take for the God I giving. For you will regret.
unhappy a moment ago.
I love you, Tassilo. It does not matter if you're a gypsy or a seal.
Forgive me, Countess. I could not help it over here.
Yes, she.
I must. Tassilo is no common overseer. He's the great Count Tassilo.
Count Tassilo?
Yes, I was with him in the war.
Not the Count Tassilo who saved the 25th Battalion from annihilation.
The same.
Oh, Tassilo, Tassilo. Why did you come to my estate as an overseer?
Because I loved you, Maritza. Because I knew no other way to prove it to you than to be near you and to serve you. I hope that you gradually learn to believe in me and in my love for you.
Oh, Tassilo, my dearest, I do believe you. And I don't deserve to be so happy.
Now, instead of returning to my estate heartbroken, I shall come back with the love of my life, the girl of my dreams.
Oh, my darling.
Come, gypsies, a song. A song to the two happiest people in the world.
Play, gypsies, dance, gypsies, play while you may.
Countess Maritza, happy in the arms of her lover, Tassilo. Before Miss Dragonette comes back to you, I want to take a few seconds to describe the free gift offer that Palmolive is making in an effort to induce every person in America to try Palmolive soap. It's a fluffy, genuine Canon complexion cloth, 12 inches square, so luxurious and expensive looking. And it's free to you. One complexion cloth to a person. Here's the simple, easy way to get your genuine Canon complexion cloth. First, you get 3 cakes of Palmolive, the soap made with olive oil to help you have a smoother, lovelier, more gloriously alluring complexion. Send the black bands from these 3 cakes to Palmolive, Jersey City, New Jersey. 3 black bands from 3 cakes of Palmolive soap along with your name and address to Palmolive, Jersey City, New Jersey. Now, isn't that easy? And those same 3 cakes of Palmolive soap will help to start you on your way to a more glamorous complexion. And now Jessica Dragonette, who has been chosen America's Valentine. This is appropriate not only because she's the sweetheart of the radio audience, but because her own birth date falls on St. Valentine's Day. And here she is, Miss Dragonette.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. I hope you've enjoyed the love story of the Countess Maritza with its music by Emery Kallman and Al Goodman. Remember, I'm counting on you to say which stories you would like most to hear. For next week, you've chosen my Maryland. Oh, it's a fascinating story of a girl whose heart was torn apart by the war between the states. The heroine is Barbara Frietchie, and the music you'll love. Do you remember?
The same shining down
Countess Maritza was presented by a special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.